Hello, hello. My name is Emily, and this is your creative break. I hope 2021 has been a little more inspiring than 2020. Hectic, chaotic, but I hope you found a way to express yourself and something interesting or alluring to dive into. But if you're stuck, or if you are finding that you want to create and the inspiration is not coming to you, then this episode is definitely for you. Today we're going to talk about inspiration and where we find it and what can give us new, fresh perspectives and what can leave us a little bit stale. So I kind of came to this conclusion on a little trip I was on last week. Went to see family in the beautiful tropics, and in sitting on the beach and watching the waves cycle over and over and over again, I got to thinking about closed and open systems, the way that we create stories and narratives, the way that we sell our content and the parameters on that, and the way that other things, other beautiful things in the world can be inspiring and interesting in a way that is completely open and cyclical. So if you're looking for inspiration and you don't really have a good baseline for where to be inspired or what to look for, I'll talk a little about where we find that and the effect it can have on our art and our creativity. So first, what is a closed system? These are terms that I'm using completely out of whatever the canonized context is. I think this is the best way to describe them. I don't know if there is other literature on similarly named things. This is just me talking in my microphone to you guys, so if this conflicts with some other definition of this term, just know I'm making it up on the fly. But a closed system in this case, in this very limited context, is something that has been created, processed, or manufactured in a way to tell a particular story in a particular context from one person to another. So it's very human. Think of movies, books, performances, pieces of art, anything that has been created or made that is motivated in a particular way. So some of those motivations could be profit, it could be a capitalistic situation. Some of those motivations could be perspective or bias or propaganda to tell you a certain kind of story. Most of them are just entertainment, and that can be a really good motivator. I think of some of my favorite movies. I don't necessarily draw inspiration from them, though I do get very emotionally invested in those stories. I do find that it's harder with a closed system, so like a Marvel movie or a best-selling book that appeals to an extremely broad audience. It's hard for me to draw inspiration. It doesn't feel very personal to me, though I love it. But it also doesn't really give me room to interpret outside of what is given to me on the screen or on the page or in the moment. And so, you know, think of a mug that has a handle, and that's what it is. It's a mug. You could put a flower in there if you want, but it's designed with a purpose, it's sold with a purpose, and it's used with a purpose. It's a very closed system. So if you find that you are consuming a lot of manufactured media, things like TV shows, books, podcasts, sorry, things that are designed to tell a story, to create interest or entertainment, you may also notice that you are not creating quite as much. It's a closed system. You are consuming that media to pass the time, to entertain you, to bring up emotions, to tell yourself a story about you through those characters. It's awesome. We have an extremely broad variety of this media, this content. It appeals to lots of different communities, lots of different people in various situations. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But if that is the only content you are consuming, you may find that that is sort of stifling your creativity. And we'll talk about why in a moment. So the opposite is an open system. So open systems are all around us. We have so many open systems in our lives and in our world, we just don't necessarily view them that way. So if you are the kind of person who takes walks in nature, if you're the kind of person who stands on a busy crosswalk or on a busy corner and watches people cross or wander through your city, these are open systems, things that are happening that have no motivation and nothing to sell you or tell you. So me sitting on that beach, watching waves over and over and over again, how beautiful that is, how interesting, the tides, the sun, the clouds, the little birds, all of that is not for me. No one is trying to give me an experience of sitting on the beach. No one is trying to give you an experience of a walk or, you know, even a more structured situation like sitting in a museum and looking at a piece of art, specifically modern art or impressionistic art, where there isn't really anything to say, but you are open to the interpretation of that. Is an open system. You get to decide what that means for you. Of course, in a closed system, you can take what you want. You get to decide how you interpret that story. But the story and the narrative and the archetype and the characters have a very specific parameter that they operate within. And outside in the real world, in nature, in science, in looking at the stars, there's so much more room to interpret, and there's so much more room for you as a viewer to be an active participant rather than a passive one, that it ends up giving you an invitation to create and observe and be inspired. Both are important. And as you create, you may find that you seek out open systems for inspiration and then create closed ones. That's totally fine. We have a long heritage of narratives in our cultures, in our societies. We tell stories to talk about who we are. So there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself or creating something closed. But if you are only looking at things that are closed, you will begin to demonstrate or live within these parameters. And it's important to take a look at them and see why we do things the way that we do them and how we can sort of break away and create the things that we actually want to create. So I'll give you an example. And it's one that makes me sort of chuckle because I didn't really think about it until I took this class. It was about 8 years ago, so forgive me, I don't have any citations. But I took a history of media class in my undergrad, and our professor discussed a lot of the limitations and the parameters of what we view, of what we've inherited of what we view, based on the media limitations at the time. So for example, when radio became extremely popular, songs were between 3 and 5 minutes, 5 being on the long end. And that was because the file sizes were limited, as well as people's attention spans. And so you ended up with a lot of songs on the radio that followed a pretty particular formula because that was sort of the structure that they had set forth, where before that, songs could either be much, much longer, or it sort of didn't matter, or much, much shorter. The songs you learn when you're first learning an instrument are not 3 minutes long, but the songs on the radio are pretty formulaic. We can kind of see in almost any genre that they have a pretty particular structure. And so when you go to sit down and write a song, if that's your creativity, you may feel compelled to follow that formula because that's what is set forth for you as the standard. But if your heart is saying write something longer or something shorter, it's important to value that and sort of lean into what it is that you want to do, knowing that, sure, perhaps the standard is this, but you could maybe break away and do something unique. I think some of my favorite songs are only 2 minutes, which is so annoying because I just have to listen to them on repeat like 50 times. But it's an important understanding of what outside of us that we think is normal is actually just a structure that has been passed down, and now we just think of it as the usual, but it really came from something silly like file sizes or how much content could fit on a record at that time. And so same with movies. If you think about any movie that you would go see in the theaters between 90 minutes and 2 hours, 2.5 hours, that's extremely limiting. If you want to tell a story longer than that, or you don't have a story that's quite that long and would be more concise and compelling in a short form, you really don't have a ton of options. And that's because the movie industry has figured out that that's about as much time as we're willing to sit. That's as much time as we can go without running to the toilet, really. But it's important to understand that that is a parameter set out by an industry that is designed to sell. Now, there's nothing wrong with selling, and I love a blockbuster movie. But it's important to remember that if you are working in another format, or you're trying to do something other than get your movie into the theaters, that you are 100% welcome to break outside of that mold. In fact, when we know what the mold is, it's really easy to break away. But if you don't ever Google that, or you don't ever look into the history of why something is the way it is, you may not even know that that's the mold that you're in. You may just think that that's the only way to do it. So if you consume pretty much strictly closed media, or closed systems in media or art or entertainment, you may begin to subconsciously create within those constraints. And so if we take the movie example, typically there'll be about 3 acts, especially in something like an action or a romance or a mystery, where, you know, act 1, we're being introduced, act 2, there's some sort of change and betrayal, and then act 3, there's a conclusion. And that's a very simplified version. There's so much more to it. But if we think in those terms, you may be extremely limited in the way that you tell stories. You may fall into the formula without even realizing that it is a formula. My favorite example of a media that's broken away, and I know I talk about poetry all the time and I'm so sorry, but is poetry. For hundreds of years, there was a formula and rules and very strict guidelines for what was and wasn't a poem. They were rhyming, they had syllable counts, there were different kind of patterns that you could do. A sonnet was a sonnet was a sonnet, 14 lines, rhyming, there was a turn on the 7th line, there was a couplet at the end. It's extremely rigid. And you don't even see that much anymore. There are some formulas, and some folks really do prefer to kind of challenge themselves mathematically in the old way of doing poetry, but almost all of it is freeform. Even folks who rap, who do kind of fall within the rhyming scheme, do not necessarily adhere to the syllable count and the specifics of what is and isn't considered correct. And that's because at some point we broke away. We decided the formula wasn't suiting us, and that wasn't something that we felt gave us the most room to be creative. And so if you find yourself in a slump, or you aren't able to create, or everything you do starts looking very, very similar, I would encourage you to go out and seek an open system. Just for an afternoon, go take a walk. Go to a part of town that you don't normally go to and just kind of park your car and see what passes by. maybe go to a museum and sit for a little while. Wear your mask. But find yourself in a place where there is something for you to observe or experience that isn't for sale. Look for an open system, something that grows or changes with time, something that follows a pattern, something that you can look at and be separate from. I think a lot of folks who are creative do seek out nature. It's completely outside of us and it doesn't really need us. And yet it is so interesting to watch how things grow, how things change, how things move, how things remain the same or follow the same lines. And in this way, we can look at something that doesn't necessarily have a formula for sale. Now, there's nothing wrong with capitalism. Well, there's some things wrong with capitalism, but there's nothing wrong with wanting to sell your art or your creativity. There's nothing wrong with seeing the formula, acknowledging it, and still choosing it because that's the best way to get your work out there. I 100% encourage you to be self-aware and still choose what is best for you and your work. But that operative point is being self-aware. And if you only consume media that has been packaged for you to consume, you don't even know that you're living in a package. It's really important to know why we do the things that we do. The history of it, the context, the limitations, the gatekeepers, all of it. We want to be as educated and as aware as possible. And it really comes down to understanding why we do and we create the things that we create. A silly example, black and white movies. Obviously, they were black and white at the time because we did not have the technology. But limiting ourselves and understanding that we change because we have the opportunity to change is so empowering, and it would be silly, really, if we got the technology to do it in color, we had everything at our disposal, and we thought to ourselves, you know, I like black and white forever. Some movies are better in black and white. I think there were a couple that came out recently, but overall, it's important to remember why we do the things we do and look to ways that we can break outside of our molds and break outside of our norms and ask ourselves, does the system fit me best or should I do something really unusual? Should I start something that doesn't fit this construct, this confinement, because it's what I am trying to create and I have the unique ability to do so? Big questions. I don't have the answers, but I will say, when I separate myself from the constraints and the limits and the confines of a closed system in favor of something a little more open, a little more fluid with what I seek to create, I'm the most successful. I hope that helps. Go out there, make something beautiful, and remember, the only limitation that you need to put on your work is up to you. This has been a creative break. Whether you took a break, you had a breakthrough, or you would like to break something, I am with you. I appreciate you joining me, and I look forward to going through this creative journey by your side. I'll see you in the next one.